This time he forgot to hold his teeth together, and that smile, tongueless or not, was so wonderful she could have eaten it up. It made her fears and anxieties seem small and silly. "May I keep it?" Patrick nodded eagerly. He made a tearing motion with one hand, then pointed at her. "Yes, tear it off, take it, keep it." She started to do so, then paused. His love and his pencil had made her beautiful. The only thing to spoil that beauty was the black splotch beside her mouth. She turned the drawing toward him, tapped the sore on it, then touched it on her own face, and winced. Even the lightest touch hurt. "This is the only damned thing," she said. He shrugged, raising his open hands to his shoulders, and she had to laugh. She did it softly so as not to wake Roland, but yes, she did have to laugh. A line from some old movie had occurred to her, "I paint what I see." Only this wasn't paint, and it suddenly occurred to her that he could take care of the rotten, ugly, painful thing, as it existed on paper at least. "Then she'll be my twin," she thought affectionately, "my better half, my pretty twin sis." And suddenly, she understood. Everything? Understood everything? Yes, she would think much later, not in any coherent fashion that could be written down. If A plus B equals C, then C minus B equals A, and C minus A equals B. But yes, she understood everything. Intuited everything. No wonder the Dream Eddie and Dream Jake had been impatient with her. It was so obvious. Patrick drawing her. Nor was this the first time she had been drawn. Roland had drawn her to his world with magic. Eddie had drawn her to himself with love, as had Jake. Dear God, had she been here so long and been through so much without knowing what Quartet was, what it meant? Quartet was family. Quartet was love. To draw is to make a picture with a pencil or maybe charcoal. To draw is also to fascinate, to compel, and to bring forward. To bring one out of oneself. The drawers were where Detta went to fulfill herself. Patrick, that tongueless boy genius, pent up in the wilderness, pent up in the drawers. And now? Now? Now he my for special, thought Susanna Odetta Detta, and reached into her pocket for the glass jar, knowing exactly what she was going to do and why she was going to do it.